My name is Emily McCormick, and this changed my life. What's this, you ask? Good question. You'll find the answer as you listen in. My friends and I dive into everything from faith to fashion, culture to coffee, purpose to parenting, leadership to love, and so much more. So settle in and let's learn and laugh together. Hi friends, I hope you are doing well. This is going to be kind of a random episode, but why not? There are people on social media or podcasts or different things that I am super encouraged by. And I always just assume everybody has had to have heard of them because they're so good or they're so amazing or you've read their books or you know whatever it is. And I realized that's probably not the case. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to go on here and I'm just going to tell you some of the people that I love following, that I love reading what they write, that I really trust their kind of biblical accuracy, their knowledge of culture, the things that they're saying. And I actually would want to like fully recommend them. So I'm going to go through a list. Most of them you probably have heard of, but this is my recommendation, is check out their Instagram or their website, whatever it is. If they have a book, I would highly recommend reading it because most of these people have written books. Some of them just post stuff on social media. So here we go. I'm just going to go through them. Jess Connolly, I love what she's doing. She does all the stuff about breaking free from body shame. And it's not what you think. It's not just, you have an amazing body no matter what, eat whatever, do whatever, doesn't matter, everybody's great. It's not that. It is like, do you have a healthy view of the body? And do you know what God sees as the body? And she's written books. It's so, so good. She shares about her own body shame, and it's this beautiful journey that has been greatly encouraging to me. Along with body stuff, I want to keep going. Elisa Keaton, I love her. She's a dear friend of mine. She has something called Revelation Wellness. I did an interview with her before, and you guys, it's awesome. It is not just what you think of Christian workouts, although that's what it is, but it is. I've done two of her workouts in person with her, and just like, so powerful, so fun, incredibly healing. She has tons of stuff and it's free, you guys. Revelation Wellness is free. But the things that she does, the videos she posts, the things she talks about are phenomenal. So Elisa Keaton, Francie Winslow. This girl will change your life. She talks about the theology of the body. How did God make the body? Why? Is it good? Can we trust what he made? Can we trust his design? How should we view it? How should we talk to our kids about it? If we're going to get married, how should we view sex and pleasure and orgasms and all the things? What does God say? Is there shame? I mean, she honestly, her books, she has not yet written, but they are coming. They will change the world. But friends, you got to listen to her podcast. Follow her on Instagram. She's phenomenal. I'm going to list all these names, by the way, in the notes. Christine Kane, I just have to say, I'm sure everybody listens to her. And so I'm not going to say much about her, but you just got to follow her. She's incredible and has been so steadfast for many, 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 many years, faithful in the kingdom. I love her. Christine Kane. Anjali Pascal, I think is how you say her name, but she just wrote her second book. I think one was called Stay and the other is called Awake. Really, her heart is for, I think, for mothers. It may be also for women as well, but I think it's mostly towards mothers, but she's got five kids. She just shares really openly and honestly and beautifully about her passion and her heartbeat to be present in the moment with your kiddos. She's refreshing, very raw and real. I love her. Katia Adams, woo, get ready. I love her. I know her personally. She's incredible. She shares just truth bombs right and left. She posts little clips, which I love, the like 1 minute reel of sermon clips from her church. And she's just anointed and I cannot recommend her enough. You just need to follow her. Maverick City Worship, I'm not going to say anything other than you got to listen to them. Derwin Gray is a pastor and he is phenomenal. I appreciate so much what he is doing, his heart for Jesus, his heart for the church, his heart for unity among racial reconciliation in different ways. He just wrote a book, How to Heal the Racial Divide. I got it. I've not read it yet, but I love and appreciate his voice so much. I'm encouraged. I'm challenged. I just can't recommend him enough. Jackie Hill Perry, same kind of thing. She just drops truth bombs right and left, and I really love following her. She's got a bunch of kids, so it's fun to see her journey. But the things that she talks about also talks, of course, about the gospel, but also sexuality and her experience, but also what the gospel says and how the gospel addresses those things even in our time right now. So powerful. You've got to listen to her. Okay, I'm like out of breath. I think that's everybody for now. I'm sure legit I could list 100 more, but for now, that's what I will leave you with. And on another note, something that has changed my life, I have to talk about. I've told you guys about it before, but it is the Isle of Paradise tanning drops, self-tanning drops. They're so easy, you guys. You really almost can't go wrong. You put your lotion, your normal lotion, face lotion, body lotion, whatever, in the palm of your hand. You drop a few of these little drops in it. You just rub your hands together and you put it wherever. You put it on your face, your legs, your stomach, whatever. And it's so good. And you can choose how many drops you use in your lotion. And when it's in your own lotion, it feels like you can spread it better. You can control how much you want. I love it. I've used it. I probably use it like every 3 or 4 days. And this bottle has lasted me almost 6 months. So it lasts for a long time. It is not super expensive. I will link it in the podcast notes from Amazon. But trust me, if you don't want to feel pasty white all winter long, or if you don't want to get sun damage, which I probably have a lot, these are for you.